This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
TFA fam, welcome back in. We are here for the Week 7 Thrive Picks. Tom is back. This is not going to be a solo show. He's back in the saddle. So we're going to jump right into this. We're going to kick things off. Same thing we did, that I did last week, rather. Talk about our top three picks in the traditional contests they have going. And then we were going to hit you with a prop parlay at the end. So, Tom, I feel like you need to warm up your vocal cords. We had two pitch perfect. It couldn't have been any better. Right. We actually have two of the same picks. So why don't you go ahead and start off with those, hit on both of those first, and then I'll jump in with my first one.
We are the same on Derrick Henry, correct? That is over
that
115.
Is correct.
All right. Over 115 rushing yards. That's plus 110 there. He's topped 115 yards 4 out of 6 weeks. And one of the weeks he was at 113. That's just stupid. He is the offense right now. Chiefs defense is right in the middle against the run, mainly due to game script and weaknesses in the secondary. The Titans are going to want to keep the ball out of Mahomes' hand. I don't think KC's going to get ahead to the point where they're going to have to stop giving Derrick Henry the ball. So that means he's going to get 20 plus carries, 25, 30 carries, who knows. And you know what? 115 rushing yards. All he needs is that one big run. So yeah, I expect him to hit that 115 and a half yard mark. And that is plus 110.
Yeah. The crazy thing with that, you said that like KC's middle of the pack in terms of the amount of yards they've given up to running backs. Right. But if you look at Football Outsiders DVOA numbers, KC is actually 31st in rush DVOA, 27th in adjusted line yards, 24th in stuff rank, meaning they're not stopping plays at the line of scrimmage, and then they're 30th in second level yards. So like you were saying, Derrick Henry, we know he can bust off 80-yard runs, which is just absolutely ridiculous, being 250 pounds, 240 pounds, whatever he is. But they're 30th in second level yards. So if he gets going, like, this is going to be a long day for that Kansas City defense.
Second bet is going to be DeAndre Hopkins to get a touchdown. He's scored 4 out of 6 of his games. And you know what? It's a revenge game. Sign me up, man. I'm not going to get too fancy with this. Hop's going to go nuts. He's playing the Texans. Let's go.
And even though this game has a 17.5 point spread, the Cardinals still have an implied total of 32.5, and that's the second highest on the week. So even with being, like I said, the massive, massive home favorites, they're still going to be putting up points, and I do like D-Hop to score. And the crazy thing is like everyone thinks of like the Texans as like this trash defense. Somehow, some way, I don't know how this is possible, but the Texans have actually only allowed 3 passing touchdowns to receivers.
I knew that's
year.
Where you were going.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Huh?
Yeah, somehow that's tied for second fewest in the league, but like I literally don't care. Like they could be giving up 0 on the year. I'm with you. D-Hop, revenge game, end zone. I like that one a lot.
All right. I will finish up. I'm gonna go with Devontae Adams over 9.5 receptions. That's at plus 115. 9.5 catches, Cody. Really?
It's a lot.
That's a lot. That's ridiculous. So he's over under, as far as Vegas says, is 7.5. So they're putting 2 on here to make it a little bit more difficult. But you know what? He's got a plus matchup this week against Washington. They'd allowed the second most yards to receivers and the most receptions. And I think it's by like 6 or something like that. So yeah, he's going to eat. 5 receivers have had 8 or more receptions against him so far. and Devontae is averaging 11 targets a game for the year. So if it's safe to pick somebody to have over 9.5 receptions, I think this might actually be it.
Yeah, it's so many, and that's one of those things that, like, I think a lot of people look at that, and they're either going to hit the under or they're just going to go past that completely. So I do like this in terms of being able to get an edge in those traditional contests. That's always something you want to look for. Like, last week, my pick was Carson Wentz to not throw an interception. That one hit, and that was at, like, 120 points to the over. So that one gave me a nice little boost in the contest, but that's definitely something you want to look out for. For my three picks, I'm actually going to go to the opposite side of the Derrick Henry game, and I'm going to have two here for the Chiefs. First one is Mahomes, over 310.5 passing yards. The Ketchup King has split this line in six of his games this year. Two of those, though, were against tougher pass defenses with the Chargers and the Bills, and his worst game was still 260 yards. The Titans ranked 27th in pass DVOA. They're giving up the seventh most passing yards on the year. They're giving up about 276 yards per game. And they also allow the fifth highest yards per attempt, which obviously does not bode well whenever you have guys like Tyreek Hill, Mecole Hardman on the other side. And then just to rattle off the numbers they've given up to the quarterbacks they've faced so far, 289 to Kyler, 343 to Russ Wilson, Zach Wilson, and the goddamn Jets went for almost 300 on them. Trevor Lawrence, 273. And then obviously last week, Josh Allen put up 353 on him. So I don't think there should be any cause for concern to not hit the over on Mahomes. And if you're hitting the over on Mahomes, my second one is going to be Travis Kelce, over 86.5 receiving yards for a lot of the reasons I just said about the Titans. So I'm not going to dive into that one. But if you're taking Mahomes over 310.5 yards, you should be looking to get some of his pass catches if you can. Kelce is pretty safe when it comes to that. I know he's been a little up and down this year, but with, you know, Tyreek potentially a little hobbled, although it didn't seem like that last week, I think he's going to be looking to go to Travis Kelce early and often. So I like Kelce there. And then my last one is going to be Josh Jacobs, over 72.5 total yards, so his rushing and receiving. You have Philly allowing the fifth most rushing yards to running backs on the year. In their last four games, they've allowed 81 to Fournette, 101 to Hubbard, 102 to Clyde, and then Zeke and Pollard. Zeke went for 95 and Pollard went for 60. Jacobs' receiving involvement has been a little up and down, but in the past three games since he's came off of injury, he has 5, 4, and 1 targets. But I think he could probably get here, at least close to here, on his rushing alone. And then if he can chip in 10 to 15 yards receiving on a catch or two, that'll be more than enough. So I do like Josh Jacobs over 72.5 total yards on Thrive.
Yeah, if you've ever seen the movie Toy Story 4, the Eagles are basically Forky. It's like, I'm trash. So pretty much just start people against the Eagles.
Let's end the show with our prop parlay. Again, you'll find this one in the prop lobby and the house props, depending on if you are on desktop or on mobile. And the way this works, you obviously have to hit all of these in order to get paid out. We're only going to give you two, but you can do up to four. Tom, kick us off. What is the prop parlay that you're looking for on Thrive this week?
All right, so I'm going to go with Cooper Kupp over 94.5 yards and then CPAT over 79.5 yards. Cooper Kupp has covered that number 4 out of 6 weeks, and one of the weeks he didn't had 92 yards. He's been the opposite of Forky. Let's just be honest. He's crazy. He's become one of the safest players in the game. I like him to get a lot of yardage against a Detroit secondary that is middling at best. They're adding the 13 most yards against wide receivers, and don't discount the Matthew Stafford revenge game factor. He's going to want to pour it on against them. Cordarrelle Patterson, 79.5 yards. He's beaten that number the last three games after they started using him more and a little bit more creatively. He's matching up against a Miami defense that's given up the third most yards to running backs and sixth most yards against wide receivers. What is Cordarrelle Patterson? We don't know. We don't care as long as he gets yards. So Cordarrelle Patterson over 79.5 total yards and Cooper Kupp over 94.5 yards for me.
I like those as well. I also have a wide receiver with a high receiving total. You already touched on him. That's Devontae Adams over 95.5. I'm not going to say anything else here other than it's Davante Adams going up against one of the worst secondaries in the league. Whatever stat you want to look at for Washington, they're going to rank toward the bottom of the league. And it's honestly, like, mind-boggling at this point that, like, Davante Adams is all Aaron Rodgers has, and nobody can stop it. Like, it doesn't even matter. One crazy thing here that I will touch on that you didn't mention. So Washington has allowed the fifth highest defensive average depth of target allowed, so their defensive ADOT. Davante Adams is second among wide receivers in air yards. He's first in completed air yards, and somehow he is ninth in incomplete air yards all at the same time. I think we can expect for him to hit a couple big ones here, and he could be over this number by beginning of the third quarter. So I think Adams has a monster game. And the one I'm going to pair that with is another big play threat receiver, and that is Marquise Hollywood Brown, over 53.5. He has hit this number in four of his last six games. The one game he didn't, he was actually right at 53. And last week, obviously, the Ravens completely shut down the Chargers, and there just wasn't much offense going on in that game on either side. Bengals are middle of the pack in terms of big plays allowed with 15 receptions of 20 or more yards, but I do like Hollywood and this entire offense to bounce back this week.
I like it. I mean, you know, I'm like a Hollywood stan over here, so I thought about going Hollywood there as well, so I like that one. And then Davante Adams, you know I love Davante Adams this week, so
yeah,
I just couldn't pick him, like, for everything, you know what I mean? I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. I mean, I am. Tune in to Prop Talk.
Yeah, if you guys have not seen Prop Talk yet, make sure you go over to the channel. We do this live on Friday nights, so you can always catch us live at 9:30 on our YouTube channel. But that is going to wrap things up for the Week 7 Thrive Pick Breakdown. You can find us on Twitter, myself, at CKutzerFF. You can find Tom at Dynasty Infidel. Don't forget, if you haven't tried Thrive yet, we do have a code that you can use, and it's TFA for a dollar-for-dollar 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit up to $100. Or if you want to pull down the link, there is a link for you to click in the description below, and you don't need to put in our code if you do it that way. So if you join, make sure you hit up Tom and myself. Let us know what you're looking at, if you have any questions on anything, and we will be happy to help you. Good luck in week 7, and we'll see you next week.